Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, we are on this Friday afternoon. Seems kind of gloomy outside. I don't know. It's like a half gloom, half sunny.
It's because the Dodgers moved on.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
San Diego's weeping.
301 on the dial. Not only is Brock Bowers out, Lamar Jackson has also been ruled out.
Official.
Yeah. Man, that's been a rough start for the Ravens.
Yeah, that makes Zay Flowers a little less attractive. Yeah.
He's also questionable.
Yeah. Brock Purdy out. You
out.
Said
he go
out.
Yeah, but the Buccaneers are missing.
Yeah, they are.
Godwin,
yeah. Evans,
and Bucky Irvin. Bucky the Buccaneer, they call him.
Is that what they call him?
They do. Bucky the Buccaneer.
That's a good nickname for him.
Not bad.
Jerry Jones will not appeal his thumbs up. Or his middle finger, whatever what you want to call it, he won't be appealing it.
What would be the grounds for appeal?
Like he said,
what he said before, I was trying to give him a thumbs up. I stuck the wrong finger out,
but you
accident.
Didn't. Yeah, you. It was so intentional.
100% it was. You just watch his face and kind of like
he gets the sneer.
Right. The sneer that goes along with the bird. Was certainly present.
It was very confident sneer, too, because his team was winning.
Jumping around the leagues a little bit, Cody Bellinger, fresh off of the loss and headed home, has opted out of his $25 million option for
next
year.
Is that because he thinks he'll get more?
I think that's exactly what he thinks he thinks.
Do you think he'll get more?
I think he can get a couple more million more.
Okay.
Plays first base sometimes.
Plays a great outfield.
I put a phone call into him.
Right.
Hey, won an MVP.
Hey, another lefty, though.
Yeah, well, hey. Put him in there.
You know.
What's the matter with 5-6-7-8, Tony? 6-7-8 works so well.
I was just saying, another lefty. By the way, which would also counsel Kyle Schwarber, too.
That's right.
I'm
going to be willing to make an exception for that. if that happens.
We do have a daily gamut. Now, Scraby has been on an absolute heater.
Yeah, he's had a good week.
I think it may have come to an end, though.
I'm going to say it slowed down. Okay. He's 23-8 for the week. That's a winning week, for
sure. Too
bad
you're not a real gambler.
Yeah, well,
that's a good thing I'm not a real gambler, because I would be living in my car if I was.
I just, you know, I was watching one of those.
Are you saying you have an addictive personality when
just
it comes
to
those
just a tiny bit. Now, honestly, like, a couple weeks ago, I did make a $5 parlay wager. And I didn't win by one of the legs, and I got this like thing in my head of like, okay, I'm just going to go bet 20 now on the Sunday night game. And I was like, nope, this is how it starts.
That's exactly how
this
it starts.
This is how it starts.
And
you are not allowed.
Catch yourself. Yes. To catch yourself.
And when you do a parlay, they want you to win 5 of the 6.
Yes, they do.
To
they
make it seem like you got close.
Yeah, I'm smart.
I'm just one game off.
Yeah, I could do this.
I'll get the next one.
Okay.
I was watching a DraftKings or one of them ad yesterday, and they just kept going on and on about how much money you can win and this and that. And I just chimed in to myself and my wife. How about how much I can lose? Is that even a possibility? I mean, it doesn't even seem like it's a course, yeah, there's a chance to lose, according to you
people.
We
don't need to think about the negative things.
I guess. Yeah, it's all you negative guys out there.
All right, let's get to the Day of the Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Real quick before we get into it, I saw this earlier. Do not want to forget it, but the Mariners have installed a seismometer at T-Mobile Park tonight to record the seismic energy of the stadium. Do you think that's putting the... What is it? The cart before the horse? The horse before the cart?
Are they just they're expecting another beast mode run?
They're
at
expecting
some point
something
in the game.
Yeah, they're expecting something.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're expecting it.
Okay. All right. I am going to shout out Renee on our chat right now. If you want to watch the show, you can just go to YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan. Renee comes to all of our events and is awesome. So
hi, Renee.
Thank you, Renee, for
Thanks, Renee.
Being a part of the show. And Rod, too, because Rod
Thanks
is our
to,
biggest fan.
Thanks to all of the whatever an 11 share of people is that has made us number one in the last rating book. Thank you all.
All right, let's get to the next, or get to our bets that we made last night. And the first one, Dodgers minus 1.5 on the run line against the Phillies. We all went Phils, and we all won because the Dodgers only won by one run, so
right.
That's good. Over under 8 runs. You guys went over, I went under. They had 3. Brewers minus 1.5 against the Cubs last night. I went Brew Crew. You guys went Cubs. Cubs win 6-0. So you
go,
guys win that.
Cubs, go!
Are you cheering for the Cubs?
I don't know what I'm cheering for.
I would cheer for whichever team. Here's the thing. If the Cubs win, you know, it'll start in L.A., the NLCS.
Yeah,
the Dodgers get the home field.
I don't know what I want.
Yeah, I don't either. I know whoever wins tomorrow, I'm rooting for them going forward.
I think that... I'm rooting for the Blue Jays from this point on.
That's your team at the moment?
I think I'm going for the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Which really irritates me. You want to know why?
Why?
It's because there was a time where I would never root for an American League team. But now it's all...
Oh, really? You were that...
Yes.
Because you never played in the American League.
No. But it's all been jumbled together now.
I don't know. You and I talked about this a little, that it would be fun if it was Milwaukee, Seattle...
I would love
just
that.
Because one team would be winning for the first time, although that would leave the Padres with less company in that statistic.
One of those will be there. I don't know which one.
Okay.
Milwaukee or Seattle could be there.
All right,
and we're going to have less company either way. Either way,
and then we'll hear about the fact that the Milwaukee franchise started out in Seattle.
Yes,
we will definitely hear about that. Like, there's going to be some Tom Rinaldi special about it. I'm sorry, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
What did Tom Rinaldi do?
Every time they go to Tom Rinaldi, he's like, I talked to this guy, and he said he was feeling good.
No.
Thanks, Tom.
When are you going to understand what I've told you for years, that the sideline reporters are a waste of our time? Sorry to all the sideline reporters.
Oh, Adam Klug makes a good point on the chat. Tony rooting against his former team?
Yeah.
Oh, Brewers?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's rooting against the Dodgers. That's another one of his former teams.
Touché.
So, there you go.
No one cares about that. All right, Glasnow. Who had more Ks? Glasnow or... Christopher Sanchez. We all went Sanchez. Glasnow was actually the guy. He had 8. Sanchez had 5. Eagles and Giants last night, over under 40.5 points. You guys went under. I went over. It was a total of 51 points.
The Giants almost went over on their own.
That's true. That's true.
Was shocking.
Chris asked, will a Giants wide receiver have 50 or more yards in the game? Chris said no. Tony and I said yes, and there were 2 wide receivers over 50 yards. I think it was Wandale Robinson and
if you can name Little John or whatever.
it's little.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
what is it?
It's Little Jordan Humphrey.
Little Jordan, yeah. I love that name. Gotta love it.
And Little Jordan is not little. He's a big human being.
Big Jordan.
And then Saquon, over under 88.5 rushing yards in the game. We all went over. You guys talked me into it, and he went under 58. Tulane, -6.5 against East Carolina. We all went Tulane, and Tulane won by 7 points. So that was a good thing. 26-19. Kraken. Ooh, I didn't do this one.
Kraken beat the Ducks 3-1.
Okay. He didn't put our guesses down, though.
No, he only
put his guess down.
I think Tony was the only one who had the Ducks there, according to my record keeping. All right, so
Kraken won 4-3?
3-1. They won by 2.
Dang it.
Yeah. Scraby 23-8. Tony 17-14. Still a winning week. 13-18 on the losing week for me. All right, here we go. Tigers -1.5. At Mariners tonight. Again, Scooble is pitching, which is why I'm sure theirs are favored. I'll start with you, Tony. Seattle at home with the noise meter, apparently. Who wins this
Let's
one?
Go Mariners.
Mariners.
Wow.
Scrape.
I've been going. I knew this was going to be a bet. I've been thinking about it all day. Scooble is just that good.
Yeah, but he lost every game to the Mariners this year.
Everyone.
I don't expect for that to happen 4 times.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Tigers.
Tigers. I'm rooting for my friend Ben Pearson. He's from Seattle. So I know this would mean a lot to him. And I'm that kind of guy.
Go
Mariners. You are so good.
I'm so soft, basically. Scooble, 9.5 strikeouts. 9.5, Scraby.
Ooh, that's a
over,
lot.
Over, under.
I got to go under on 9.5.
That seems so many. He's capable. I'm going to go under also. Tony, can he get 10?
Ah, man, I don't know if I
just
like...
Just throw lights out?
If I like Kirby in this game.
Kirby is pitching for Seattle.
I go back to that whole...
When he didn't want to pitch?
It felt like I should have been out there longer.
Yeah. He wanted to be taken out earlier.
I don't know if that's the kind of guy
you want. You want to change? You can go Detroit. It's not...
No, I'm going to pick with my heart.
That's why they have erasers on pencils.
I'm going to pick with my heart.
Scooble, 9.5, Tony.
I got to go under.
That seems like a lot. Tomorrow, Brewers are 1.5 at home over the Cubs. I haven't seen the pitching matchup there for the... The elimination game. Is it going to be all bullpen stuff again?
It's got to be, right?
I'm really... I can't outlaw it, but I just don't like it. I know that nothing I can do about it.
When is everybody going to start zagging again? Like it seems
go back to pitching a guy?
How come we don't have anybody that can pitch?
Yeah. I mean, you would think Scooble tonight, but I bet you they'll get him out as quick as they can if they have to.
I feel like Scooble is like one of the last dudes that they just let keep going.
I hope so.
He gets his velocity goes up as the game goes along.
But there are very few pitchers that analytically, right, do better the third time through the order.
That's the thing.
So that's what they're looking at.
Is there a way to just focus on that? Like, all right, third time through is when I got to figure out how to be better my third time through so they can leave me in
so
this
can
bad boy.
So stay in the game. It is a bullpen game. There's no starting pitchers labeled for it. I'm going to take the Brew Crew because I don't want the Dodgers to get the home playoff series start. Tony?
Brew Crew.
It's great. You want to go?
I was listening
to... You want to go lovable losers?
I was listening to Pat Murphy, and he was saying that he believes home and field advantage is everything for this series. So
we'll see. It has been so far.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, can't argue with
it. Going back to Milwaukee, I'll choose the Brew Crew.
Takes the Brewers. A sweep there. All right. We got a little football tonight. One of your alma maters, Scraby, is in action.
Which one?
Well, USF doesn't have football teams,
no,
so
it
you're
doesn't.
Good there. Fresno State, -6.5 at Colorado State.
Dang, you went to Fresno, too?
No, I didn't go to Fresno State.
You did go to Colorado State.
I did go to Colorado
Tony,
State.
Tony, you're first. We saw CSU here last week. Fresno State is, I think, 2-3-0 in conference so
Fresno.
Far. Fresno. Going with Fresno on the road. It's great. Got your Rams?
No. I'm going to go Fres, yes.
Wow.
That's what my friend from Fresno always calls it.
Well, I'm going to take the Rams. Tough at home there on campus.
And he always goes, you know what? If we had a BART train, you know what BART is in the Bay Area? It's Bay Area Rapid Transit. It would be called FART because Fresno Area Rapid Transit.
You got a funny friend. We got Oklahoma. Oklahoma ranked sixth in the nation, taking on unranked Texas. But Oklahoma's only favored by 1 point. Scraby.
I don't know if Mateer, is that his name? I don't know if he's going to play.
Oh, the Oklahoma quarterback?
I'm going to go with Tejas.
Texas. Texas has not been good yet. Oklahoma's coming off a really lucky win over Auburn. I think it's going to catch up to them.
Mateer probable, to play for OU against Texas. Texas.
By the way, the game is played at a neutral location in Dallas.
The Red River Shootout.
Right. I'll take Texas, even though I hate Sark. Tony, going to Boomer Sooner here? Are we going clean sweep for the Horns?
I'm going Sooners.
Boomer.
No, I'm going Texas. Sorry. Oh, goodness. Clean sweep.
Clean sweep. Aztecs are 7.5 at Nevada. I have faith, but not that much on the road. That's a lot. Got to win by more. If they win by a touchdown, that's going to be a solid win. And you got to win by 7.5. I got to take Nevada just in that regard. Tony?
Nevada from that regard.
Okay. Scrape. Nevada from that regard?
Nevada from that regard.
Yeah, that's really great grammar by all of us. All right, two NFL games. Chargers 4.5 at Dolphins. Chargers are scuffling. They've lost 9 of their last 10 in Miami. None of those games have been against this Miami team, though, Tony.
Yeah, Chargers get back in the winning lane here.
Scrape.
The Chargers are injured. I mean, they did not look good last week. Omarion Hampton is going to be on the IR. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Well, all right. So I can go with the Chargers then because it won't at least be a clean sweep. This just seems like a gimme to me. Miami is just not good. Tampa Bay, San Francisco, 47.5 points. Scrab.
Yeah, this is looking good.
47.5. Total points.
I know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling all the listeners.
Over, under 47.5.
So 24-23, you'd come up short.
I feel like it's just going to be just short, so I'm going to say under.
Under. Baker Mayfield. It's good for at least 4 touchdowns against this team. Tampa Bay. Over. You want over under, I'll take Tampa Bay.
Hey, you're actually doing it, too.
I know. I'm the guy in charge of this.
Give me under.
Under. Okay, one more. Tonight is game 4 of the WNBA Finals. Las Vegas.
Asia!
Close it out at Phoenix. Las Vegas favored by 2. To wrap it up, one of Phoenix's top players is missing the game with a concussion.
Ooh, wow.
Sabali, I think, is her last name. That could be the reason the Aces are favored. Scraby. Aces go for the clincher.
Yeah, I think they do it.
Las Vegas clinches. I say the WNBA invokes the David Stern clause here and tries to keep it at least competitive.
A gentleman's sweep instead?
Well, number one. Number two, you have the horrible referee.
I should say, is it a ladies?
A gentle ladies sweep?
Is a ladies sweep?
Ladies sweep. I'm going to take Phoenix just because the refs, you know, are in favor of keeping the series going.
They want more paychecks.
Yeah, right. Tony?
I think the Aces wrap it up.
Las Vegas on the wrap. All right, that's a wrap for us in the Daily Gambit. More of Tony's segment
on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, prayers and thoughts. And
it's a Sister Jean bobblehead.
It is. That's Sister Jean. She passed away today. The great became sports famous when Loyola made its run to the Final Four many years ago. 106! Good for you, Sister Jean. Welcome back to our show. We got...
I think we have it in here, and I'm not sure if this is true, but I do know that Sam Levitt worked... at Loyola of Chicago, and met Sister Jean on a number of occasions.
I filled in for a Teddy ball game on a men's basketball game that was at Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. All right. Anyway, I think it was the year they went to the Final Four, actually. The year Loyola went to the Final Four.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
And I thought, yeah, this looks like a decent team. I didn't expect them to be that good. All right. Let me lay out a scenario for both of you. The Browns and the Steelers play Sunday. By the way, for those who haven't got your pick in on our Survivor pool, there's 24 of us left. I'm going Steelers. I'm putting it out there. So if they win, I'll survive. If not, I'll be out. But make sure you get your pick in. So the game's going on, and Dillon Gabriel gets hurt in the second quarter, let's just say. Well, today was announced that Shedeur Sanders is going to be the number two. He's the backup. Shedeur comes in and catches fire and leads the Browns to an upset victory over the Steelers.
It's the Browns' worst nightmare.
Well, I was going to ask, I want to ask Scraby first.
Oh, no.
Are you feeling that, or are you like rankled by that happening?
About him,
he wins the game, basically. He's heroic in his first ever game, coming off the bench to win the game for the Browns. Are you like thinking that's a great thing? Are you like, nah, yeah, you know, because I know how you are.
Yes, you do know who I am. Many things go through my head. And I want to see what he could do. And I wouldn't be surprised if he went out there and he did something great. But then I don't think the rest of the season would be as good. But in this start, I'd be kind of happy to see him play well, just because he takes so much crap from everyone.
Why did you say what you said,
turning,
Tony?
Are you turning into a Shedeur kind of...
apologist?
I don't want to say apologist, but are you getting a little more softer on him?
No, after he did the mind thing, I was like, I'm done with that. Like,
even
that,
though it was with Rex, who you don't seem to like either?
It was Rex? Ryan?
He was mocking Rex Ryan.
See, I do love that. I do love that. There's a couple things Shedeur does that I love, and there's things that I don't love.
Why did I say that?
Yeah, because you said it would be bad for the Browns. Or whatever.
I should say Stefanski, because he seems like he doesn't I mean, he's waited this long to move him from third to second. They don't have another, well, at least that I know.
Bailey Zappi would be their only other possibility.
It just seems like he, and maybe it is truly because he doesn't want to put him in a position that's going to not have him have success, but it just seems like he may not be the fan.
It's hard to read it.
What the Browns think of him, and to me, based on their actions.
I'm torn because even though I've always been a Deion fan, I was never really a Shador fan, even when he was the quarterback there at Colorado. Although once he kept falling down the board, wasn't it the third day, right, that he finally – so he had to not only wait – like Aaron Rodgers sat there for a few hours.
Right.
This guy sat there for 3 days.
Right.
And he got a prank call saying he was drafted.
He got a prank call. And then once he was drafted, as bad as that was, he then had to hear a lot of unsubstantiated reports that he deserved what happened to him.
Right.
And that he was the reason this happened. And his attitude is horrible. And that he had headphones on during his interview. Even Deion said, come on, man. Like, really? I mean, he sat and talked to a general manager, but he couldn't hear him. So the reports got to be so much that I think it would be fun if, you know, Shador at least had a moment in the sun.
I just want him to be prepared. And sometimes, you
that's
know,
the question about him.
Is he prepared for it? And so,
because
you may not get you don't know how many of these opportunities you're going to get if you get this opportunity.
Yeah. And the other part of it is if he comes in and does well, then you always have the specter of how will a team do once they actually do prepare for him. Although I would say this, I did look ahead. If Shador comes
this
in.
This is the same point I think I heard Skip Bayless making the other
what's
day.
What's that?
That their schedule is quite light the next 4 weeks.
Well, guess who they play next after this? If Shador takes over and wins this game, he gets the Dolphins next week. By that time, they could have him in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, maybe the timing will work out for Shador. And, of course, all of this is, you know, guesswork because I think Gabriel would have to get hurt.
Dylan Gabriel is in there.
He is the guy. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we have, our countdown. Looking forward to this one. I know the Padre fans probably want to know what we think. 5 things that we'd like to see surrounding the Padres this offseason. We'll get to it when Gwynn and Chris comes back on a Friday.
Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 3:35 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby.
I did quick note passed out here, or passed up there. Kyler Murray is expected to play.
Cardinal fans. Is playing.
Yeah.
Good.
Cardinal fans will be happy to hear that one.
Happy to hear that, because I think I picked the Cardinals for an upset.
That was your upset pick, yes.
And I'm going to need it after losing those 3 points already yesterday.
Well, somebody tell the Cardinals you picked them,
because
you are been on an uncanny run lately.
I picked you. Let's go.
I picked you.
Get your stuff together.
Let's go.
Get it together.
We do have a countdown coming. It's probably be your really only Padre fix for today. We gave you the Jose Iglesias news along with the Xander Bogaerts. Jose suspended for game one of the 2026 season. Xander Bogaerts had to open up his wallet and write a check to Major League Baseball or whatever charity he wanted to donate that money to.
I was going to just ask you, where does that money go?
You can.
So you get a $5,000 fine. You can say, hey, I don't want to give it to you, but here it is. I'm giving it to
donate
the Boys
to
and Girls Club or
one
something.
Of the agreed upon.
Okay.
Charities or places you can donate to. So,
what happens to the money that goes to baseball?
I don't know the money. Ever
None of
goes,
it goes
I
to
think
baseball.
Most likely, guys are all trying to get the.
How do I spell this? Manfred. Let me get this out.
5 o'clock start, I believe, for
the ball game.
The ball game.
By the way, no one writes a check anymore, do they? Really?
That's a great question.
Some
do. Well, you know who writes one?
Your wife?
The person in front of me at Costco.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, everyone else goes buzzing right through. Beep, beep, beep. Then there's, how much? 200. Let me rip the check out, write it. Then have to write in the back, the register, how much it was.
Right.
You know who probably does it? Are people who don't actually have the money.
Do you write a check?
Do I write a check? I have not written a check in 10 years.
Do you have to write checks?
No.
Really?
I don't think I've seen one in ages.
For what?
Certain bills I'll write a check for.
Tony sends it in for his cable bill. No, but you know, people, when I worked at the bank, I learned this. People float their checks because it would take a couple days for you to get deposited or to debit.
See, now all right, now all check writers look bad now.
Is that at the bank where people used to wrangle you out of money?
Yeah.
That would be it.
This is the Mark Bank, right?
I
am not a Mark!
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to write this check for cash, if you don't mind.
Go ahead and deposit that.
Yeah, how much,
man?
Sir? $110,000, okay? Sure.
He's asking Scraby, is it okay? Yeah, you think so?
I'll get him over there.
I'm not a Mark.
What was that? I think it was coming to America where... Prince Akeem's, what was it? A guy who was played by Arsenio Hall.
He goes
to the check cash and pays it to ask for some more money. And he's like, do you think I should ask for more? I think another zero certainly wouldn't help. Wouldn't hurt.
Oh, man.
The Katrina says that passports can only be paid with a check or money order.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's
passports. Well, then we must have written a check because we just renewed ours.
I still write checks every once in a while, man.
Where are you guys? Like, do you think that every person should have a passport regardless of traveling out of the country?
Let me tell you, if you don't have your
real ID,
your real ID, you got to have a passport.
I do have a real ID.
A lot of people don't. Because you got, I think, for when we started the season, that law hadn't quite taken effect yet.
Mm.
And so a lot of guys traveling this year, they all pretty much had their passports. I was like one of the few that had the real ID joint.
I heard from someone when they were talking about the travel for NFL teams.
You have
teams.
A wife that keeps tabs of such things, as does mine, and I have
I
a real
I don't have
also.
The credit for this. I was on the real ID thing. I was kind of paranoid that I wasn't going to be able to get on a flight, so I was just like, let me make sure I handle this now.
I was listening to someone talking about the travel for NFL teams from the United States to play in London or something, and he said that like most of the guys have no idea how to get a passport, and so a lot of training camp is spent trying to get passports.
See, I mean, we're a little more sophisticated than that in Major League Baseball, considering you got to go to Toronto every year. So everybody is...
Oh, yeah.
We do get an email from our guy TJ, like, hey, we are going to Toronto this year. Make sure you have your passport. Yeah. Just like a pre-warning.
Oh, yeah. Even women's basketball, I've received a whole list of things I had to turn in.
This is now that we're going there all the time. Before, you wouldn't go there for like 6-7 years, and all of a sudden you're going to Toronto. It's like everybody's freaking out. They don't know what they need to have, but it's coming old hat now.
That's good. I mean, that would be terrible to show up and be like, oh, no.
Oh,
I don't have a passport.
It has happened.
Player ever had to stay home because they just didn't have it?
I don't know of a player, but I do know of a broadcaster.
Whoa. Yeah. Who didn't make it?
I don't know if they didn't make it, but they didn't have their passport, and it certainly held things up.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask
bet you,
you
never had.
Don't.
Bet you never had what happened to us last year when we went to Cancun. Did I tell you?
Did you?
The federales checking us in at the airport deemed that some of our medical equipment should not be allowed into the country unless we gave them money.
Greased them up a little bit.
Yeah, and we were there a while. Well, that happened.
All right,
and then we found out we weren't the only team.
Oh.
Almost every team invited to the tournament went through the same issues.
They needed to be greased up a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's check this countdown out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Countdown. I run this segment.
Yeah, you
do. Scraby usually picks these up. All right, countdown, top five of something, and today, focusing on the Friars, unfortunately, we are into the off season. So what are the top five things we'd like to see
around I don't want to go first this off season.
I'll be happy to go first.
Number five.
Tony would like to.
I'll go first.
All right, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Number five on my list is a package deal. I would like to see AJ Preller extended.
Yeah.
And I think Mike's already been extended, but just like confirmation
that they're both coming. Through 27, he
there
has,
you go.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to see that them both connected.
I think that's, yeah. We're together on that. Scraby,
yeah, that was
that?
My number five. Was okay. Get AJ Preller
get
under,
AJ done.
Locked in.
All right. My number five is designed to get all of my tweeters off my back. All of the ones who don't like me. So in order to get that ball rolling, number five, get rid of Luis Arraez so I don't have to defend him anymore.
That's the only reason?
Yeah. I like Luis Arraez, but everybody else seems to think he was the one reason why the Padres' offense stalled this year. So let's move him out, and let's see what happens.
Tony,
number five.
This will let everybody know, this list is not for you guys. I don't care what you guys want. Just wanted to point it out. Chris is, you know, acquiescing to everybody
else.
To everybody else.
I spent a whole season of Twitter agony.
And I kept telling
every
you
time
not,
I stuck up for Luis Arraez.
Not to look.
We're on four?
Number four.
Number four on my list.
Yes.
like to see Mr. Michael King somehow back on this roster. I don't know if he's going to accept his mutual option.
King me
as number four. Come on back, Michael.
Yeah, I think that's a big one.
Come on back, man.
I think it is, because I don't think Cease is going to make it back. Got to have a King.
Yeah, I have one.
It's great.
I was looking at Cease's stats, and I knew this was what he does, but the guy never misses a start.
Never.
And he strikes out over 200 guys nearly every year. Someone is going to pay that man
a lot of money.
And it's going to hurt when he's great for that other team. It's going to hurt. My number four is, you guys are going
to... Because if you're striking out that many dudes every year, and you're making every start every
year, it's going to happen.
It's eventually you're going to be good. You're going to be good.
My number four, you guys are going to really laugh at this, but seriously look at the bunk culture. Like, is this the right strategy for our team? I'm not saying that they need to get rid of that strategy, but are we going to go into the year and give up outs on sacrifice
bunts? It's not a strategy. It's not a strategy. They are bunting because they can't hit homers.
Okay, well,
it's not a strategy.
I will deal with that part of it later in my countdown.
Yes.
No more bunting, says Scraby. I believe you're not alone. Our esteemed colleague Stephen Woods wore a T-shirt to our viewing party for Game 2 that said, Buck Funting.
It's an old shirt. He wears it. He's been a bunt hater.
Been wearing that for a while.
He's
been a bunt hater since he started liking baseball. So.
All right. Number four for me. Reveal new City Connect uniforms that we all enjoy and love. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull that off because somebody's going to dislike them, but I'm looking forward to the reveal of the new City Connects.
I heard.
What'd you hear, Scraby?
I think people haven't heard anything. People are making the connection that a lot of the font. Font that was used on the scoreboard last year is now going to be as a way of buttering us up for the City Connects.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true. But I'm not the biggest fan of those fonts, so I hope that turns out to be not true.
I feel like Tony knows something.
He doesn't.
Number three.
Do you?
Is it my turn?
Yep. Wait, do you?
Do you know anything?
I know nothing. I know nothing!
Uh-huh. All right, Chris, in the commercial break.
Yeah, we're going to.
Don't let him leave the room.
That's right. Tie him down.
What is this, three?
Three. Yep.
Yes. Number three on my list, assuming Robert Suarez pieces out, Mason Miller slides right on into that closer spot.
Okay. Don't make him a starter.
Don't make him a starter.
All right. I'm fine with that. My number three is, I think they really do need to bring Bro Hearn back. Like,
Ryan
O'Hearn. His Instagram name is Bro Hearn.
Like,
but, I mean,
he's a lefty.
He's a lefty. But he can play first. He can play outfield. He can move all over the place. I feel like he fits with this team. He's got some power. He's a perfect person for this team. So figure it out with Ryan O'Hearn.
And he hit .278 versus lefties this year. Much better than ever before. Just saying. OPS was .832 against lefties. So
he's pretty good against lefties. Chris, what do you?
Evidently so. Yes, we were proven that. Number three for me, this is for all of us out there. Not for me, not for Tony, not for Scraby.
Not for me.
You get this taken care of, but the rest don't. And I don't think I'm calling out the Padres. I'm probably calling out a little of every team out here. Is there any way we can just lower parking prices? I think it's absurd.
I knew it was parking.
It's absurd. I'm looking right here. You can buy parking for the first game of next season today if you want to reserve the thing. Well, let's just start with the Lexus Premier lot.
Oh, don't start.
Okay, but how much do you think it is to park there if you buy your ticket today? 100?
Yep.
Tony, you want to take a guess?
Nope.
Okay. Scrape, go higher. Take another guess and go way higher.
150.
Lexus Premier Lot, $315 each.
Wait, 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 wait.
It says it here. Look at my screen.
I got to come around to look at this.
Come. Lexus Premier Lot.
Tell me if he's telling the truth.
There's two tickets available, but it says 315 each. I'm one click of a button away from selecting them. Lexus Premier Lot. This is actually for the second game.
Yeah.
Because I jumped ahead to the second game to make sure it wasn't just an opening day thing.
Now
that's too much. But even worse, Lot 15, which is on First Avenue and Broadway, that's a hike. But even there, $59. I know every team does it because they can. Why don't the Padres become the first to do it not so high because they can? That's all I'm saying.
Personally,
I'm not trying to pick on anyone here. I just think it's really price gouging by, you know, every sports team to do this on parking.
I think you're looking at a secondary ticket thing.
Okay,
so, but still, $315 to
called
park.
This is called gotickets.com for what that's worth.
No, but that means that people are selling that ticket for that parking space for that amount of money, which is insane.
Yeah.
I would think that the Padres do it for like $100. Like, that's their get-in price. But that's the second. Anyway, either way, $300 for a parking spot is way too much. Way too much. Am I up?
Number two.
Number two for me.
No, it's Tony's up. Number two.
Oh, I need to hit the number two. I was all upset about the parking.
Number two.
Can't believe you walked over here number to check it.
Number two.
I just didn't believe it.
I know.
Number two is for Fernando and Manny together to have just the most ridiculous offseason ever, mm-hmm. which then leads into the 2026 season in which they're like the dynamic duo.
They're balling.
Balling.
Bash
ballin'!
Bros. Bash Bros. I actually think that's more Ryan O'Hearn and Gavin Sheets. I don't know why I've always felt like they're Bash Bros from D2 the Mighty Ducks, but they are. Tony already said it. Figure out the Michael King situation. Either get him back here next year or get him back here long term, but you got to figure out that situation this offseason.
Number two for me is move Fernando Tatis Jr. out of the leadoff role. Don't like him there. I know he made a lot of improvements. He took a lot of pitches this year. I still want Fernando going in there swinging from the heels.
Who's going to lead off?
You put your team together and figure it out. I'd even take Jackson leading off over Fernando.
No, please no.
Just saying, I don't want Fernando in the leadoff role. He wasn't there when they won 90 games the year before. He wasn't there the year, well, he wasn't anywhere the year they went to the championship series. I'm not a fan of him there.
Okay.
I don't have to answer the rest of the question.
No, that's fine. I think there are lots of people behind you on that one. Tony?
Get a power hitter.
Power hitter?
Get a power hitter?
Power hitter.
Scrape.
I don't care if it's Schwarber. I don't care if it's Pete Alonso. I don't care who it is. Just get a dude that
Bellinger
slugs.
Be enough for you? Take it.
How many home runs did he hit?
I'm not quite sold on Cody
sold
yet.
On him.
Anyway. That would have been
in terms of the homer,
he hit 29 home runs last year, 272 OPS, 813 for Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, but
that
he
was
hit
mine.
A home run here.
That was mine. Well, he probably has some good sample size at Petco Park because he played with the Dodgers. But I want a power hitter as well. Seeing Schwarber just crush balls, I don't care if it's him or if it's Pete Alonso. Just get someone who can hit the ball over the fence.
All right, my number one is I'm more needy than both of you. I want Schwarber there.
Okay, that's
same
fine.
Thing we said.
No, you guys said you'll take anyone. I won't take anyone. Oh. I want Schwarber.
Let me see what
number 12.
Let me see what Schwarber's projected
salary is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have to keep the parking prices the same to afford Schwarber.
His market value, this says 4 years, $100 million, so like $25 million a year.
It's not that bad.
I would pay him $25 million.
It's not that bad at all.
But we're all going to have to live with the many strikeouts with guys on base.
I am convinced it doesn't matter who you brought in here. When they go bad, and they will.
Yeah, that's everybody,
they're
right?
We're going to hate. We're going to be like, this is the worst player ever. We should have never signed him for 4 years.
Oh, man, we got $25 million a year on books.
exactly. You mark my words if he goes.
Oh,
that's exactly what's going
on. I know it, yeah. I thought this guy hit for power.
we should screenshot every one of them.
Cody Bellinger, 43 games at Petco Park, 8 home runs, 705 OPS.
All right, well, that's not great.
Okay. I don't know what Schwarber is. I don't have time to look him up in the set.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.